Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Speaking of Christchurch architecture, this weekend, Open Christchurch will be celebrating some of Christchurch's best architecture and specialist spaces, the spaces that contribute to Ōtautahi's sense of place. The annual Festival of Architectural Excellence returns this year with 50 open buildings for the public to explore, spanning Gothic Revival, Christchurch Modern, Contemporary, and a range of uses. Jessica Halliday is a New Zealand architectural historian and the director of Te Pūtahi Centre for Architecture and City Making in Christchurch. I spoke to her earlier this evening, and I started off by asking why this celebration of buildings and architecture, why it's important for us as humans.
Oh, that's such a big question, and I love it. Okay, so I think to us, architecture is a really important part of our culture. To me, I've been interested in it for a very long time. I hate to think how long it is. It's coming up for 30 years. Mm. It really is the nexus of so much of human life, society, and culture. You know, yes, it's essential. It provides us with shelter, but it does so much more than that. A friend of mine always says that really, to be an architect, you have to know about life, but a human life, how we live, mm-hmm. how we want to live, what our values are, the cultural traditions we've come from, our future aspirations. But you also have to have a lot of technical knowledge and a knowledge about history and communities. And like, the more you look into it, the more you can see that architecture, when it's at its best, I have to say, Emil, when it's at its best, holds all these different aspects of human life and society mm-hmm. that are just so interesting, as well as providing us with a very, very necessary function. And if you think about it, architecture really does shape so much of our lives, not just individually, but communally as well. Mm-hmm.
That was a great answer, and I found myself towards the end of it thinking the way that you're talking about architecture kind of reminds me of the way that some people talk about food, in that it is a thing that is necessary to survive, of course, but it's also a thing that is very easy and necessary to celebrate and to drink in and experience as a human, because it's part of the human condition.
I think that's a fantastic comparison, and I think they're both often overlooked as part of art and culture. Mm. So I love that. Thank you. I might use that in the future.
By all means. This festival, though, it's not just about architecture, is it? It's about spaces. And buildings are spaces, but you also celebrate other spaces, parks, community orchards, and how they interact with cities and the livability of the city and the pleasantness of a city.
Our focus has always been largely on architecture, you're right, on buildings, and we open 50 buildings over the weekend. Yeah. But in addition to that, we do celebrate these other aspects of our city. So there are, for the first time ever, we're including 3 designed landscapes in the program. Mm-hmm. The John Jameson Lookout, which is on the Summit Road and has these incredibly magnificent views of Whakaropo Harbour, mm-hmm. Littleton Harbour, and Ngāti Whiki have done some incredible work there with the Summit Road Society. And it's a special place that a lot of people might not know exists. Mm. But then there are also some central city designed landscapes we're including this time. There's the Washington Reserve Skate Park, mm. Which is on the edge of central Christchurch, yeah. Right next to the intersection of 2 really large arterial roads. Mm-hmm. You know, that's a space that is incredibly important to the skating community. And that's a really diverse and interesting community. And it's had a direct hand in shaping it. And when it was finished soon after the earthquakes, yeah. It was recognized really as the best skate park in Aotearoa. And so it's been quite influential. There's a guided walk there and a creative skate that the skate community is hosting with exhibitions and prizes and all kinds of things happening on the weekend as a celebration of that space and what it means to the city. And then the third designed landscape we're looking at is a historic one. It's the Poplar Crescent Otakaro Avon River Heritage Landscape, a couple of blocks along the river in the city that Edmunds of Edmunds baking powder and all the
Cookbook,
baking
yeah.
goods. Donated to Thomas Edmunds, donated to the city. And there's a walk there as well. So you mentioned walks where you can listen to the recorded voices of mana whenua talking about the Otakaro Avon River and the mats of welcome, Whariki Manaaki, down the river and the different artworks. So yeah, there's a lot happening during open
Indeed.
crisis.
Yeah, it must be interesting putting on a festival like this. I grew up in Christchurch, and I left in 2010. And when I think about the architecture of Christchurch that I loved, a lot of it's gone now. My granddad and I used to go down to High Street and play pool in this building, the second floor of the Cafe Java building, and it was just such a beautiful part of town, with those old, I don't even know what architectural school they'd be from, kind of like New York style, the old Alice in Videoland building, of course, the cathedrals. Do you have a bit of a bittersweet feeling when you're putting something like this on?
It's interesting you ask that question because outside the context of the festival, as an architectural historian and a person who's lived most of her life in Christchurch, if I sit down and think about it, all kinds of buildings come to mind. Ones that I miss, you've mentioned ones that I miss as well. Hilarious that you mentioned Java, because if you lived in Christchurch in the 90s, that was such an
Oh, yeah.
institution.
Place to be.
But I think of others as well, like Peter Bevan's Littleton Road Tunnel Administration Building. I adored that building. It had one of the most magnificent stairwells and that you'd ever been in any public building in the country, and yet it was just a building for administering a road tunnel. And there's just myriad ones that you miss. But at the same time, we're all living here, those of us who haven't left, and we're accruing new memories and new experiences. And that's what Open Christchurch really offers, is the chance to get out and explore places that are here now and that might be new to you. That's what Open Christchurch offers you, is a really good excuse to get out and explore the city by going to somewhere you might not know about.
Christchurch is always a city that has been perhaps unfairly characterised as being extremely English. I wonder whether you feel like the post-quake rebuild sort of has enabled Christchurch to maybe go its own way and foment more of a sense of distinctive identity. Maybe that's working off the premise that Christchurch is indeed a very English city, which you might not agree with at the outset.
Oh, that's a really big topic for discussion. Because some of that's PR, some of it is our colonial history, but what is Christchurch now? I think that's still a question that's being answered, and that's a story that's still being written. But one of the successful things that's come out of this post-quake experience is the fact that you now walk into the city and you can see this older history is made visible that predates colonization through the work of mana whenua in the city. But there are also, I do love these stories of communities that have taken this opportunity to try something new. Now, one of them that comes to mind, for example, is Oxford Terrace Baptist Church. So they had a 19th century, late 19th century building that used classical columns and that was really did collapse in the earthquakes. And they took the opportunity to really stop and think about who they were and what their values are and what this opportunity to rebuild gave to them. And they decided to spend a lot of effort, a huge amount of effort, to develop a new suite of buildings, a new complex that uses the idea of the church as a village. They've developed what in contemporary parlance is a mixed-use building. A few years ago, they opened the first stage, which is a worship space, but also a cafe, a small hall, and some offices for themselves, but also for charitable organisations like World Vision. And then last year, they opened up some residential buildings. They now house 50 people across these different buildings. Two of them are across the road and are historic, but the others are all new. Some of them are for church members, some of them are affordable housing for migrants and refugees, some of them are social housing. They've got a space for those who want to flat rather than rent a whole place. So they're just, you know, facilitating younger people. But they've made this huge effort to connect those people, and that comes through in the design of the architecture as well as in the things they've put in place to help grow those new residents into a community. And they've got one stage to go, which I understand will have some more community hireable spaces plus some residential, some dwellings for maybe designed for elderly people. What an incredible thing to do. You lose your church, your 19th century, you know, your historic church in the earthquake, and your response is to provide all these different services and connect all these people. And you can visit that place over Open Christchurch. You might know nothing about it, but here's this amazing community. And it's just, I find it so inspiring, and it's so enabled by this beautiful work of architecture.
Yeah.
So on the weekend, you can go there, we've got a whole heap happening there on Saturday, including a talk by the architect and Bradley from the church. They work together on the development. Plus, there's a tour looking at the accessibility of the design with some universal design experts. Plus, you have to book a ticket for that accessibility tour. That you don't have to book a ticket to go to listen to the architect. But if you want to visit the housing in the afternoon, you do have to book a ticket. And I know there's still a few tickets available for that. In the middle of that, the residents are throwing a barbecue. So if you turn up between 12 and 2, you get fed.
Oh,
I mean, what more could you want?
What more could you want?
Food and architecture.
Exactly. Just before you wrap up, and we wrap up, rather, and, you know, speaking of what happens to quake-damaged religious buildings, any thoughts from you on the Anglican Cathedral? Obviously, this has been in the news lately. Do you have a particular viewpoint on what's going on there?
You know, it's... We paid a visit because, of course, it's opening as part of Open Christchurch. Yeah. It's all fully booked out within half an hour.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting? There's a lot of controversy about it, but as soon as we made it available for people to visit, it was the first thing fully booked within half an hour of us making those tickets available. I think that really says something. But as a team, the cathedral were really welcomed us as the Open Christchurch team, and we're a tiny team of part-timers. And we went in to see it, and it was the most humbling experience. You recognize how much work they've done to get to where they've got to and how far they've got to go. And yes, it's a really important and significant work of architecture. You can't deny that. People like to dismiss it. Oh, it's not a great work of architecture, but I would challenge people to really look back at it and to think about that experience of being in the building and its historic importance. I also find it really interesting that some of the statements from Mana Whenua have been very clear about how important the restoration of the cathedral is. It's a really complex issue, though, and what it might end up being is that it just has to take time. It's not going to be resolved really, really quickly. And it may just take time, and that's going to be challenging. And, you know, I think the Anglican Church are also in a really challenging position. You know, if you followed the history of that building, They originally didn't want to restore it, and they voted against that as a diocese. And then public pressure meant that they decided to restore it. And, you know, it can't sit there mouldering away. It's really not going to add anything to the city. It does need to be restored. I just think we're going to have to accept that that might take longer than we thought it would. And it's not going to be straightforward. It really isn't. But when it's restored, it will be such an incredible part of our city again.
Yeah, and it'll have a different kind of power, that's for sure.
Yeah, it really will. And I think there's a lot of work to do to reconnect people with it. And it's fantastic that the cathedral has also opened up for regular public tours as well. It's not just open over Open Christchurch weekend. They're opening up on Mondays.
I would have carved or visited my name into several areas of that building during my time as a cathedral chorister at the cathedral back in the day. So hopefully, nobody sees that. It's called Open Christchurch. That's the festival. Just quickly at the end here, if people are keen to go along, how can they find out more? When is it running, please?
So Open Christchurch, we launch with a lecture on Pacific architecture on Friday night, and then the buildings and landscapes and walks are all over the weekend of the 4th and 5th of May. And people can go to our website, openchicha.nz, to see the whole program. And they should also follow us on socials. We're on Facebook and Instagram.
Great stuff. Have a blast. It's been really nice chatting to you this evening, Jessica Halliday. Thanks for your time.
Thanks so much for having me.
And that was Jessica Halliday. Jessica is a New Zealand architectural historian and also the director of Te Pūtahi Centre for Architecture and City Making in Christchurch. That festival, Open Christchurch, is taking place this weekend in Christchurch.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.